This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Eternal God, we come to you right now, God, just to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for how you watched over us all night long, oh God, as we slept and we slumbered, oh God. You let no harm, hurt, or danger come up on our dwelling place, oh God. You made death stand back and behave, oh God. And for that, we say thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, clothing us in our right mind, oh God. We say thank you, Lord God. Oh God, for meeting every need that we had on last week. We say thank you, Lord God. God, just being God all by yourself, we say thank you, Lord God, for bringing us out to the house of praise one more time. We say thank you, Lord God. Lord, you are worthy of our praise, oh God. Your word tells us that we should enter into your gates with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise, oh God. Lord God, we realize that it wasn't an alarm clock that woke us up this morning, oh God, but it was your hand of mercy, oh God. And Lord God, you saw fit, oh God, to just give us one more chance to just ask you to forgive us our sins, our iniquities, our trespasses, oh God. Lord, you are a good God, oh God. You told us in your word that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor have been entered into the heart of the men, that what you have in store for us, oh God. Lord God, we just ask you right now to usher us into your presence, oh God. Lord God, pour out a fresh anointing in this place, oh God, that lives may be changed, oh God, souls may be saved, oh God, bodies may be healed, oh God, chains may be broken, oh God. Deliver and set free, Lord God, as only you can, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to pour out a fresh anointing on these kids today, oh God, as they sing Zion songs unto you, oh God. Lord God, we just lift the man of God up before you, oh God, asking you, oh God, to just continue to pour into him, oh God, that he may pour into us, oh God. Lord God, as we have this time to just take and put aside, oh God, to just praise him and thank him for all the things that he has done, oh God, we ask you, oh God, to just continue to bless him in whatever he's standing in need of, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to bless every home represented here today, oh God. Bless those that had the desire to come, but for some reason they couldn't make it, oh God. We ask you to encamp your angels, oh God, around those that still yet on their way, oh God. We just thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for renewed mercies today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that as we set aside this week, oh God, to celebrate Thanksgiving, oh God, we must realize that every day should be a day of Thanksgiving, oh God. Every day, oh God, that we wake up should be a day of Thanksgiving, oh God, because your word teaches us that your mercies are renewed every day, oh God, and for that we should be grateful, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for being the same God yesterday that you will be today and be forevermore, oh God. We just thank you, we praise you for all things, oh God. Lord God, you be good to us, oh God, even when we're not good to ourselves, oh God. You be faithful to us when we be faithless to you, oh God. We just thank you right now for keeping our children safe, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to bless this community, oh God. Bless this church, oh God. Lord God, we ask you to look down on those that's laying on their bed of affliction, oh God. Knowing, oh God, that even though man may have said it's over, oh God, it ain't over until you say it's over, oh God. But we know, oh God, that you have all power in your hand, oh God. It's nothing too hard for you, oh God. You can raise and change any situation, oh God, as you see fit, oh God. We just thank you today, oh God. We praise your God. We love you, oh God, because you first loved us, oh God. Have your way in this place, oh God. And when it's all said and done, we'll give you honor and glory. For it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's a mighty good day Psalms 23, verse 4 through 6. There do I walk through the valley of shadow of death. I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, that comforts me. Though the perils attend before me, the perils of my enemies, anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all days of my life. Now the rare and has to love forever. Amen.
Letting me be here today, Heavenly Father. Lord, you know that I could have gone, but you the one that led me to rise up this morning. You led me to rise up every morning to serve you and thank you for opening my eyes to see your beautiful world, Heavenly Father. Lord, we know that violence is taking over, but Lord, I'm glad I have your hand where you can walk me through this fire and into the sunlight, Heavenly Father. Lord, thank you for your family of protection that you had all around me last night and this morning. Thank you for bringing my aunt home safe while she had to go to work last night, leave the house in the middle of the night. And Lord, thank you for having a grace and traveling grace and mercy all over us, Heavenly Father. Lord, thank you for your church family, Heavenly Father. Lord, thank you for letting them see me and see the day, Heavenly Father. Lord, you know that some people did not rise up. Some people may be dead right now. And Lord, you know that you are the healer, you are the deliverer, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said you would never leave us nor forsake us, Heavenly Father. Lord, as long as we have you, we are perfectly, Heavenly Father. Lord, we are perfect like you, Heavenly Father. Lord, thank you for me. Thank you for my baby, Heavenly Father. Thank you for letting me have a kid where he can grow up to be something that you would have him to be, Heavenly Father. Lord, please don't never, ever take your hand off him, Heavenly Father, which I know you wouldn't, Heavenly Father, because you never turn your back on us. We always turn our back on you, Heavenly Father. Lord, you know that when we need it, you are always there, but when you need it, we not there, Heavenly Father. Lord, just help us get back on the track that you have us to be, Heavenly Father. Lord, bring all the fathers home where they'll be with their parents, where they'll be with their kid, Heavenly Father. Lord, bring the mothers home off them cracks and off them dopes, where they'll be with their kid, Heavenly Father, because, Lord, these kids need their mama and daddy. And then, Lord, the kids need their mama and daddy in their right mind, Heavenly Father, not on them drugs or on the alcohol, Heavenly Father. Lord, cleanse us today, Heavenly Father. Cleanse everybody, Lord. Give the pastor a word where he'll preach from up on high, Heavenly Father, where a drug dealer may come in and scream, "What must I do to be praised?" to get close to you, Heavenly Father, because, Lord, you know that he need it and we all need it, Heavenly Father. Lord, just pour your rain down on us, Heavenly Father. Lord, you know that I have you in my life, Heavenly Father. You are my Father, you are my provider, and you are my take care of her, Heavenly Father. You are the one who will take me and never leave me, Heavenly Father. You're the one that carried me when I couldn't carry myself. You're the one when I was down and out. You said, "Nah, baby, get up and pick your head up." Because, Lord, I know that you're the one right there for me, Heavenly Father. Nobody else but you, Heavenly Father. Lord, if I can't come to my family, my earthly family, I know I can come to my Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father. Lord, thank you today, Heavenly Father. Lord, give me the power and the wisdom to bring more kids in here, Heavenly Father. Lord, to get more kids to you, Heavenly Father, because, Lord, these kids need it, Heavenly Father. They think they know everything and they want to do everything. Lord, just change their mindset. Just give us a sign where we can go help them, Heavenly Father. Lord, give me the seed where I can plant it and it can grow a beautiful tree where everybody is blessed, Heavenly Father. Lord, in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
For the victory we won. Father, I just want to ask you this morning to just watch over us. Just continue to just, if there's anything that's ailing us this morning, any infirmities, just anything that could put doubt in our mind, just wipe it away, Heavenly Father. Give us the strength to just continue to just go forward. If everything that we put our hands to, Heavenly Father, we just trust and believe in you, it will come to pass. Sometimes your time is not like ours. And just let you do your perfect work. And Father, we just want to continue to watch over us, watch over our homes, our families during these holidays. It's just so much going on, Father, that it seems that we need to just stay in prayer. We just have to continue to look up to you for everything that we do. And Heavenly Father, one day we were just here. That's what we work for. Serving well done. And Heavenly Father, but it takes work. We have to just let the Holy Spirit guide us and just continue to teach us and continue to feed us. We just need to continue to thirst after your word and just hunger after it. That it's never complete. We never know when is our last hour, our minute, or a second. So Heavenly Father, just continue to just touch our lives, touch our homes. Just want to thank you for Jesus Christ, who came down, died, hung, bled, and died on Calvary, and rose the third day. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Jesus. Say, can't make it without you.
Can't make it without you.
Say, can't make it without you.
Can't make it without you.
Say, can't make it without you.
Can't make it without you.
Say, can't make it without you.
Can't make it without you.
Say,
I love you, Jesus.
You shouldn't stop. You should never stop praising God. All that he's done, what he's doing, and what he will do for us. We ought to always give him the praise and the glory and the honor that's deserving to him. In obedience to God Almighty, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, our keeper, to all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, to all the body of Christ today, which are many, we thank God for you today, our musicians today, and those that sung as we praise the Lord this morning. I thank God for you today. We want to share a few words of encouragement with you today. And from the book of Acts, the 5th chapter, verse 1 through 11, we're going to try to paint a picture for you today. This teaching that we'll bring forth, it's only by the word of God. And we want you to hear and understand before you leave this place this day. In Acts 5th chapter, it says, but a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira his wife sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privately to it and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said unto Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Why, it was remaining, was it not your own? And after this was sold, was it not thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came upon all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife came, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yield up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon the church and upon as many as heard these saying, you may be seated. The Bible say, lie not against the Holy Ghost. The script Jesus told his disciples, say, for I say unto you, all manners of sin or blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, nor the world to come. And that is very dangerous ground to walk on. And we should never lie against the Holy Spirit. We should never talk against the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our keeper. It protects us and shields us and brings to our remembrance those things that the Father and Son has already declared. Here, this man and this woman, and it's a very dangerous thing to make promises to the church and don't keep your commitment. That's very dangerous. To tell the Lord, I'm yours, and you're still walking in discord with him. That's very dangerous substance to ground to stand on. If you got something in your pocket and you commit to give to the church, you better give it. You better give it, because this word is true here. The Apostle Peter, God gave him the vision. God gave him the discerning spirit that he was able to see into these people's heart. And when he seen into these people's heart, he denounced them by the word of God. He said that, and he kept back part of the price, Ananias. His wife also being private, they plotting up this together and brought certain parts and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, we can make promises, have attitude, have mind to come and do this for the church. But when you come to church and don't do what you say, there is a curse that falls upon you. It's not for man. He can't do it, but God can. God will curse you because you're getting out of his word. You applying your life to yourself and not unto God. Our life should be patterned behind Jesus Christ. We should hunger and thirst after righteousness of Christ. Now, Ananias came to the church. Well, first of all, Ananias was a Christian. He was a Christian. But Christians, Satan can whisper in your ear and turn your whole thing around. You'll know when Jesus is speaking through the power of the Spirit, that fine, tender, sweet, loving voice, that's come from Christ. It come from above. All good things come from above. And we need to know that when we're being tortured or pressed down to do something, that's the devil work. That ain't of God. God is sweet, humble, submissive, always looking for a peaceful way out. He didn't give us peace like the world give it. He gave us peace like his father gave him. You see, Ananias came in before the church. Now, this is in the church here. He come to before the church. And Peter observed the spirit of this man. And say, why has you let Satan fill your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of this land, price of this land? Don't you know when you commit your ways to the Lord, everything you do ought to be according to God's will? We should strive to be good every day. Now, you can't be good by yourself. The only way you can be good is when you got Jesus living inside of you. If he's living inside of you, you're going to be good. Because everything about God is real. Everything about God is good. All good things come from above, not from the earth. And we got to have compassion one for another. We got to put the church above our circumstances. We got to always look to lift the church up, not yourself. You don't need to be lifted up. If you confess to God and go before man and tell him the truth, he going to lift you up. He'll never put you down. Amen. This is the church, y'all. This is where we all come in unity of his spirit. We all come here one mind, one spirit, one accord. We come here to worship and to serve the true and living God. Yes, if we don't do it that way, we out of order with God. There should never be a brother or sister be put down in the church of God. Amen. We should always try to elevate the least among us. The Bible tells me the least of us, we ought to work harder with them than with the ones that's already full of knowledge and understanding. Peter told Ananias, why you let Satan put this in your heart, in your mind, and you kept back some of the pay from the church? Listen, y'all, I don't care how strong you are. Satan know how to whisper in your ear and convince you of what you need to do. I've seen all over this nation, all churches, the deacon or the preacher go in the money box and do with money what they don't need to fool with. Manipulate people. That's everywhere. Deceive people through deceptions. That's all over the world. Satan has got to these people and told them do this, do that. This is the way you got to do it. And he deceived a lot of people. See, Satan know he's headed to hell already. He want to take everybody he can with him. So we have to be very cautious in how we do the things that God has told us to do. He say take an offering up. He say take a tenth of your offering up. He say give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. Shall men, we, as human beings, give one to another. But we done seen so much cunning and crafted in the church until Christians start holding their pocketbook back. They scared to take a chance because they think you're going to go and mess their money up. But you got to have faith in God. Step out on your faith in Christ Jesus. Give like the Lord say, give, and don't worry about these knuckleheads, because God going to take care of them. How can we hold back in the church and we go pay $475 for a pair of tennis? Come on, y'all. God wants you to understand him. See, why? You feel with the Holy Ghost, my brother and sister. Now you let Satan come up to you and whisper in your ear and say, don't give that much today. They don't need that. The church don't need that. Church got plenty of money. Don't care what they got. Give like God say, give. You hear me say all the time, the bank should be running to the church to buy, borrow a loan from the church. We are the majority, not the minority. David said, I've been young, now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken of God's seed, beg bread. We're supposed to be the head, not the tail. You see, why it was yet yours? Was it not thine own? And after it, so ever so, was it not thy own power? Look, you had the authority. You let Satan whisper in your ear. You had all the authority to do right, but you let him convince you to do wrong. How could we do that? The books don't lie. This book don't lie to us. If we live by what's written in the book, we're going to be right with God. This is our guideline here to get to heaven. It's going to have bumps and bruises in the road. Sometimes you're going to meet hard trials and tribulations, but stay in the book. Our GPS, anywhere we want to go now, punch it in. It's going to take us right to where we need to go. Well, the GPS in our life is Jesus. If we got Jesus in our life, we're going to go just where God wants to go, and we're going to have some trials and tribulations. But he said, be of good cheer. I've overcome already. And you and me, so you will overcome. We got to keep this in mind. He said it was already yours. Why you let him whisper in your ear? Why you conceive this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. You know, it got a word in the Bible called iniquity. That's the things he is that folk can't see. But you see it. Because you're the one doing it. It ain't hid from you, it's hid from the people. It ain't hid from God, it's hid from the people. And because the people don't see it, we walk proud hearted. They don't see nothing, I got it. I'm going to take everything they got. They don't have the ability, because the church is like a lamb. It's it don't fight back. It be steadfast in the word. It feed what the shepherd give it. And if the shepherd ain't properly fixed up, it oughtn't to eat, because it's going to cause trouble to the body. This is what God wants us to see today. If I'm not teaching you what the books say, you don't have no business listening to me. You don't have no business, no right, ain't no earthly right, no heavenly right that you need to listen to me if I'm teaching against what the words say. But if I'm teaching what the words say, you ought to jump on it, grab it, and hold on to it and never doubt it. If you doubt us, you're doubting God. The Bible says if you doubt me, you're doubting God. If I'm standing in the truth and you doubt me, you're doubting God. You're telling God you can't do that. You don't have the authority. You don't have the power to do what you say. But as long as I'm standing on the rock, that rock is Jesus. And I observe the thing that Christ said, because he gave his life as a ransom for our sin. And I ought to be able to listen to somebody that gave me life, health, and strength. Yes, sir. That order my footsteps every day of my life. That keep me out of darkness, keep me in the marvelous light. We ought to be able to give him the glory and honor and the praise. So don't let people, and Satan works through people, don't let people come talk all that crazy talk to you. We the body of Christ. We supposed to have a sifter in our spirit. It's supposed to sift the things that's not of God. And let you reveal what is of Christ. That's what the Holy Ghost does in our life. See, because when you lie, you just lie to the people sitting in this building. God know your heart, know the very intent of your thoughts. You can't fool him at all. before you ever get to Yonder Street, he already focused on the Yonder Street. So we got to be cautious of how we do. And see, we ought to lie against the Holy Ghost. And why should I say that? Well, the Holy Jesus is in heaven at the right hand of the Father, and the Father sitting on his throne, and the only vacant seat in heaven is the Holy Ghost seat. And the Holy Ghost is here with us on earth today, guiding, leading, instructing us in all righteousness and all truth. And we got to obey the Holy Spirit. And stop all this thinking on your own. Obey the Spirit of God. Go by the word of God. Decree in your heart, Lord, I'm going to stand if it take me out of here. That's what the Apostle Paul said. I'm not ready now to be offered up. Time of my departure. He said, hey, I'm ready to go now. I'm wrapped up, I'm tied up, I'm tangled with the Lord. That's what he's telling us. I ain't scared no more. When I wasn't saved, I was scared I was going to hell. Now that God has put me in his chamber, I ain't afraid no more, because I know on the other side of the river, I got a new life that I never had before, that God had purposed me in the beginning. And Ananias, after he heard these things, fell straight down and gave the ghost up. Otherwise, he died. And the fear came upon all them that heard these things. I say to you this day, if I speak the truth, and there one in the midst of us come up under a lie proposition, and I observe that they lying, and I speak on them, and they drop right on the spot, we are the same God today. But we don't have the faith today to step out on the word of God and denounce the things of this earth. We want to go get along with people and don't keep them from getting mad. Look, I got the wisdom in me to know how to talk to anybody in here. God gave me that. I can talk to anybody in here and never upset you, because I'm going to use wisdom. Not just fill you with word, beat you up with the word. I'm going to use wisdom through the word and through knowledge to get to you where you won't reject me. Because if you reject me at first, you'll never hear what I got to say. We got to have a spirit of love and joy. We got to have a spirit in us that look out for the welfare of others first before you do our own self. And this is what God wants from us. We got to go there. We got to do it. See, fear fell on all the people that were standing around. And then the young men, can I say the undertaker? Could I use that for a minute? The undertaker came in and took him out, took him to the funeral home. And you know, under the old custom, what they used to do, wrap you in double clothing and lay you in and put your spray something on you, then lay you down in the tomb or whatever. And said, so that's all they were doing, falling in the traditions of men. They had to cover up the dead person. They had to spray them, and they didn't give them like we do today. They didn't go through all that today. They didn't cut you open and all that and take all your intestines out. They didn't do that day. Just clean you up, lay you in, and wrap you up. And most of the time, it's like kings in a big wheel. They put garlic. They put garlic all in your coffin, in your grave, so the skin worms wouldn't eat you up. Because the pharaohs, and if you look at the news, been watching the news lately, the pharaohs, they found one in Egypt, 6,000 years old. Whole body, the garlic was in there, in the coffin with them. It preserves you. It preserves your body. It kills out the things that don't need to be there, that eat your body up. So we have to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of God and the word of God, and be quick to hear. Stop wanting to jump up so quick and holler, give your opinion. That ain't good sense. Sit down and listen to what somebody say. Listen at them out. You don't know how they're going around the river. They come to the same river you had, but they just go to another longer way. Don't criticize that. Let them have their way. Make sure they meet Jesus along the way. If they don't meet Jesus along the way, it ain't nothing going to happen. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't nothing but sounding brass and taking a cymbal. And we don't want to be that in sight of God. We want to be able to tell God of the goodness, of his goodness, how he loves us, how we love him, how that he brought us, how he taught us. And they say these young men came in, took him out. The undertaker came, took him out, took him to the grave and buried him. See, it was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what had taken place there at the church, She came 3 hours later, and the prophet, the Peter, he asked her a question. Did you sell that land for so much? He said, yes, I did. He said, well, it's dangerous lying against the Holy Ghost. The people that was, they at the door now, waiting on you, they just went and buried your husband for lying to the Holy Ghost. Now they waiting on you to go take you and bury you beside your husband. So we have to take plenty of precaution. And when we commit our ways, just like the scripture say, tell me, was I sold the land for so much? See, and she said, yeah, that's right. He could have quoted anything. And she lied and said, yeah, just to get over. Think she was getting over before meet God. But she was fooling herself because God sees all things. He knows all things. He understands all things. And she said, yeah, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that y'all got together? Could I say it like that? To tempt the spirit of the Lord. You didn't know how no better since you've been saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. But you let the devil ghost come in you. Behold, the feet of them which are buried have buried thy husband. They had to do now. They don't carry you out. Now, if somebody told me that, and I know I ain't fixed properly, I'm going to fall down before God. I got a chance. Lord, help me, save me, forgive me, Lord. I don't want to go to that burning hell. Help me direct my mind, my spirit. If anybody in here been condemned and you still have life in you, you ought to go to the Father and talk to him. You ought to be able to talk to the Father. You don't want to die in your sin and go to hell. You want to be washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, these people here had been saved. They had been saved. Make me think about the word blasphemy. Blasphemy. The scriptures say you can go against the Son, go against the Father. But if you go against the Holy Spirit, there's no forgiveness for your sin. Do you not know we govern today by the Holy Spirit? Jesus at the right hand of the Father in his seat, Jesus in his seat, and the only one here with us, God, is the Holy Spirit of God. And it only teaches good things, teaches righteous things, teaches peace, teaches how to love one another, teaches how to help one another, how to understand one another, hear one another out, even on the day of Pentecost. Everybody was in a common cause. Because where few had much, they went and sold their possession, came back, and everybody had everything in common. We don't want that today. We want to be bigger than the other sister. I want to be bigger than Sister Edna. I want to look up Sister Edna. I want Sister Edna to look up at me. I want to look down at Sister Edna. That's pure crazy. That's pure crazy. We got to all be in one group. All have the same mind, same will. We got to see the same thing. We got all these Bibles in this church. If you don't see what I see, you need to get another Bible. Need to get you another Bible with a different translator, which is in heaven, not on earth. Because King James didn't know all the Greek and Hebrew when he translated this, the New Testament. And I thank God that it got people among us that's sharper than me. People among us that I'm sharper than. People among us that love better than I love. But God brought all us in one body and fitly join us together to make the body strong. You know, if I just fool with strong people, I ain't gonna never accomplish nothing. But it let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak people. Everybody ain't got the same strength. We got to have sense enough to know that. You can't know everything I know. I can't know everything you know. But whatever I know, I got to put it to good use. I got to rightly divide the word of truth. And God wants us to do that. He wants us to write and abide the word of truth. Now, then she fell down straightway at the disciples' feet. At the disciple, not God. At the disciples' feet. She fell and the preacher supposed to be holy and undefiled. He's supposed to, when he get up and teach, he ought to teach by precepts and examples. He ought to teach Jesus only. I ain't talking about religious. Teach Jesus.